Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to BLT, Business, Life, Transitions, the show that explores all the latest trends in your business, life, and our favorite topic, transitions. Hosted by Brian Basilico, the Director of Direction with B2B Interactive Marketing, and Jan Marino, CEO of High Gain Companies, Inc. And now it's time for some insightful conversation and interviews with your hosts, Brian and Jan.
Good morning, everybody. This is Brian. Jan is hopefully trying to dial in. I noticed this morning that there were some technical difficulties with Blog Talk. I called in twice and it hung up on me. So it's just going to be me for a little while, and hopefully we can get Jan and our guest to connect up. But anyways, thanks for joining us this morning. I don't know where you guys live, but we happen to live in Chicago, and yesterday had to deal with Snowmageddon. We got like about 18, 20 inches of snow, so it was a lot of fun trying to dig out from that, and my poor dog couldn't make it on. So, it's kind of crazy the way it is. He couldn't get out and go do his thing because it was too deep, and then there's snow drifts and all that other kind of fun stuff. And then, of course, we had the Super Bowl. Hopefully you watched it. If you didn't, I won't spoil it for you because maybe you need to watch the DVR of it. And there were some pretty good commercials. There were some not-so-good commercials. And then today happens to be Groundhog Day. And Groundhog Day is, the day when Punxsutawney Phil comes out and sees if he can see a shadow. And if he does see a shadow, means 6 more weeks of winter, and the little rodent saw his shadow. So, and believe me, after yesterday, that's enough winter for especially one day, if not another 6 weeks. But so hopefully you're having a great week, and if you're in Chicago that you've dug out and you're enjoying the beautiful sunshine today, and there's all kinds of great things happening. Welcome to February, and we got a whole bunch of great guests lined up. As a matter of fact, I think there's one on the line here. Let's see. Is that you, Mike?
Yes, it is. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. How are you?
I am terrific.
I like terrific. That's good. So,
how you doing?
I'm doing really well. Enjoyed the football game last night. I know you're doing better than most people because you're a wicked hardcore Pats fan. So congratulations.
That's right.
On that. That was quite.
Thank you very much. And I'm gonna have to wreck it. Spoiler alert. Patriots win.
Woohoo! You're always good for that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So we had you on one other time, and you were wearing the hat of the purveyor of the sales kitchen, but you've started a new venture, and that's why I wanted to have you back on, because this is all about, you know, business, life, and transitions, and certainly you qualify all three of those. You're in, have a new business in your life, and you're transitioning a little bit. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your new online venture?
Our new venture is called Naperville Senior Center. It's an adult day services facility. And we're dedicated to providing quality care and day services to over adult, including those with special needs and disabilities. So we're real excited. We're hoping to open up in just 3 weeks from today. Holy smokes.
Wow. Well, I've been following you at NapervilleSeniorCenter.com, and I know you got a Facebook page and all that kind of fun stuff. And but tell us, how did that come about? I mean, how was it that you decided, okay, out of the blue, I want to open up the senior center. How does that work?
You're right. I just said, okay, let's open up a senior center. Hey, we're 55 years old. Let's just start another business.
Right.
Well, back in college, my sweetheart was Pam Muldoon, and she still is Pam Muldoon, and she was a physical therapy major, and I was a business major, and we said, maybe one day we can start our own business marrying our two career choices. And we thought about it. Year after year after year, I took notes. I've got several different files of notes that we've been collecting over the years. And we had to wait till both kids got out of college. And finally, December of 12, we got both kids through college. Zachary graduated University of Iowa. And then February 2013, we started putting the business plan together, and we looked for funding, and we found that, and now we're building out this beautiful facility, and it's going to start in about 3 weeks. This is so exciting.
Wow, that's awesome. So, how do, you know, you put together the senior center. I mean, what happens? I mean, I get the visual of a kid daycare. You know, you drop them off, and there's activities, and there's nap time, and there's, you know, meals and all this other stuff. I mean, what's the difference between running, you know, obviously there's a huge amount of difference, but what's the difference between running, say, a daycare center and a senior center?
Well, a daycare, you're probably spending more time with the seniors. They're probably more involved, and they might need one-to-one care. Where our facility, we're going to have one staff for 6 members, and we're going to work on them. We're going to work with them on their exercising, on their mobility, on their functionality, help them to improve their quality of life and just feel good about themselves, you know. And most of all, let them age in place and stay at home instead of getting sent off to some institution where no one comes to see them.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. So it's part about the socialization part. Is that it too?
Yep, socialization. And hanging out with other people their age, you know, just talking with them, just, you know, being with somebody. You know, some of these folks are stuck at home, you know, and they don't have anybody to chat with, and they've got all this experience and all of these stories to share and all the wisdom that they've gained over their lives, and now they can hang out with other folks and share that and possibly be introduced to some community activities where children can come in and they can go on field trips, and it's just a great spot for all of these folks to enjoy life again.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the activities that you're offering these people?
Wow, it looks like you have a script there.
No, I activity. Don't. I'm asking these off the top of my head.
Nice.
Thank
We've
you.
Got lots of, you're welcome. Lots of activities. We're going to... You know, we'll have a walking track where we'll have that actually painted on the floor in the facility. It's a 4,000-square-foot facility at the corner of Ogden Avenue and Napier Boulevard. And the activities we'll have, there'll be games. We got a Wii machine where there's sports and there's dancing and there's all kinds of different Wii activities. We'll have bingo. We'll have cards. We'll have board games. Just interact with each other. Movie time.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that they'd like to do. And when when they join its members, we'll ask them, hey, what was your favorite movie? What's your favorite musician? What's your favorite song? And then we'll have singing and dancing. We've got a whole section of musical instruments where people can bang on drums or play kazoos and everything in between.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. It does.
I know. I can't wait to become a member.
I bet. So, you know, so this is in, for the people who don't know that you mentioned the address, but it's in Naperville, Illinois. So
that's correct.
And right, and it's in your hometown. So, did you guys do any research up front about this, or you know, how did you decide you know what to do, how to do it? I mean, how to create all these activities? I mean, I know you as a sales guy, not as a senior citizen advocate. So how did that all come about?
Well, it's sales, as you know, is just an element in the marketing strategy. And fortunately, I've got a couple degrees in marketing. So we put the marketing hat on, put the business development hat on, and did the research that you said needed to be done. We looked at facilities across the country, and there are approximately 4,000 adult day services facilities in the country. And the research that MetLife did, a comprehensive research model, and they are estimating there'll probably be a need for 8,000 of these adult day service facilities in just 3 years.
Wow.
Wow. So hopefully Pam and I'll have 4 or 5 by then. That would be really exciting.
That would be very exciting. And how did Pam get involved in this? I mean, this is your wife. I mean, why, you know, what is her background and how does she fit in?
Excellent question. Well, I mentioned earlier that we are college sweethearts. She got a degree in physical therapy, and and is currently a licensed physical therapist here in Illinois. And she has over 20 years of geriatric rehabilitation experience. And along with our certified occupational therapy assistant, the two of them will be designing the exercises and making sure that our members are doing everything correctly as far as exercising and walking and all of those things, because that's what they're trained in, which is one of the reasons why our facility is different than other adult day service providers.
Well, could you kind of explain that? I mean, you know, because I've seen a bunch of those. Is it the amount of activities? Is it the meals? I mean, what kind of things that you do that's different from other facilities?
Well, they're all similar because adult day services facilities have to follow some guidelines and recommendations. But what I believe ours is different because of the therapists we have. We've got licensed therapists right there on site, making sure that everybody is either improving or staying the same in their mobility. We'll be monitoring every member's activities. We'll start with a benchmark, and then we'll design some exercises and activities specifically for them so that they can improve as much as possible on their functionality. And we've got this walking track, and everybody's going to have pedometers, and we'll just monitor and track every foot, every step they take, and then we'll see how we can do after a month. We'll see the improvement. After 2 months, we'll see some more improvement, and we're looking forward to that. That's exciting.
No, that's very exciting. And so, you know, how are people going to get there? I mean, do you guys provide transportation? They have to get their own transportation? I mean, is there services that do that for you? I mean, how does that all work?
There's everything you just mentioned. Most of the folks will be dropped off by their caretaker on their way to work or on their way to some other activity. We'll have a van service. We'll be getting a 14-passenger van here shortly to help those folks that don't have transportation. And if somebody needs special assistance with a wheelchair, then there's other services available that they can get for a modest fee.
Okay. Wow. That's a lot of stuff to take on. I mean, that had to be, you know, an incredible amount of planning and, you know, design. And obviously there's a lot of money going into something like this. I mean, how did you figure all that stuff out? I mean, starting any business is tough, but I mean, you know, doing a facilities, doing the build out, hiring staff, getting, you know, a van, all those things. I mean, there's gotta be, you know, crazy amount of insurance and stuff associated with this too. I mean, how much work went into, you know, getting this place up and running?
Wow. It was a lot. Back in February, when I actually started building this business plan, you know, I had some guidance with some friends over at Waubonsie Community College, gave me a format for a business plan. We put the numbers together, and then we just went out and looked for funding. And we obtained a small business administration loan from our friends over at Ridgestone Bank, and they liked the program. They looked at everything. They looked at the research. They looked at Pam's background in healthcare. They looked at Mike's background in business planning and sales and marketing and profit and loss. And then they looked at our credit scores and said, wow, this is a pretty decent opportunity. We should help them out with their dream. And we were very fortunate that they said yes. So excited to work with them.
Very cool. Very, very cool. So how does what is the thing that differentiates you more than anything else from just, let's say, a nursing home or assisted living or something like that? I mean, do you work in concert with those places, or are you, you know, a difference maker with them?
Well, a nursing home is a place where folks they stay there 24/7. Our facility is just going to be open from 7:30 in the morning till 6 at night, 5 days a week. And most facilities, I believe, are just open for 6 or 7 hours. Ours will be open for 10 and a half. And what sets us apart is that you got Pam and Mike Cooper here. We're exciting. We're fun. We're going to make sure that these folks have fun. And we have our occupational therapy assistant's name is Capone, so she's going to make sure everybody has fun.
Is her first name Al?
No, it'd be Teresa. That's funny.
Oh, Teresa Capone. Okay. Oh, yeah. And then and one of the other things, I know we talked about this beforehand, was meals. I mean, that's something that, you know, you've got to plan out and have there. So tell us a little bit about how you're going to do that, what kind of meals you're going to provide, you know, everything else.
Well, we've got we're going to have a hot noontime meal, and it's going to be either like a Salisbury steak or macaroni and cheese, spaghetti and meatballs. It's going to be an excellent meal. We've got the great food service supplier we're working with. And then we're going to have healthy snacks throughout the day. So if you drop off from your member, your loved one, in the morning, there'll be a nice continental breakfast if you haven't eaten yet. And then a nice hot meal at noon. That's going to be one of our best selling points. And then towards the end of the day, we'll have some more healthy snacks and juices and make sure that everybody stays comfortable and eating the right things as well. So that was a big undertaking, but once I found this food service supplier, he was just he was like an angel to me.
Wow. So, and then, so you're opening up in 3 weeks, right? And,
yep.
You know, what is, so once it's opened up, I mean, you're in there, you're running it, you're ready for business. What are, you know, how does somebody first and foremost sign up for this? What kind of materials do you have out there? I mean, what are you doing to promote it? How are people in the community embracing it? I mean, tell me more about, you know, how the surrounding area is finding out about you.
Well, right now we've got awesome Facebook page, and we're just making sure we make updated as frequently as possible. We've got the ribbon cutting coming up March 17th, and it's being promoted through the Naperville Area Chamber of Commerce. And we're a member of that place. And so far we've already used, and we're working with 36 different Naperville Chamber members. And it's just a pleasure working with these folks. And then there's online. You can go to the website, NapervilleSeniorCenter.com, and there's several ways to contact us. And we'll have a application packet online at the beginning of this week so folks can go on, fill it out, and send it in and get on our waiting list for opening day.
Wow.
February.
So you already do you have anybody registered already, or have not started that process?
We have several people on waiting list. Haven't started the registration process yet, but that'll happen starting next week.
Gotcha. So, I mean, anybody could register. Is there a, you know, is there anything that you, you know, somebody you can't take, or is there limitations to it, or is it pretty much come one, come all?
Yeah, we probably won't be working with those folks that have acute memory loss, but, you know, maybe a little memory loss. We just, those people need an enormous amount of care, we believe. And we'll be working with those disabled folks that just need one person to help them move from a chair to a chair, or help in the with the bathroom assist. And we'll be taking incontinence problems and just, you know, those frail people that just seem to fall through the cracks. And, you know, people are working and they got to take care of mom, but they don't want to put her in a nursing home, but they're worried about her, and maybe they want to put her in a nursing home. But this is the perfect spot. And Pam has seen so many folks shuffled off to nursing homes that would thrive in an environment like ours. So that's what sets us apart.
Well, I mean, this is just, it's an amazing undertaking, because there's so many things that you have to think about, do. I mean, state regulations. I mean, it's just, there's a ton of things that are kind of built into this. So what are the benefits? You know, we know, understand the benefits to the seniors, but what about their family members and caregivers, and what kind of things are, you know, the seniors dealing with that this helps with?
Great point. The caretakers, you know, the ones that are with their loved one, you know, 24/7, and this gives them an opportunity to perhaps pursue that promotion at work. You know, I can't get the promotion because I got to take care of mom or dad. Well, now they've got help. They can go after that job that they've been wanting to go for years. You know, they can just have an opportunity to take a break. You know, it's grueling, you know, 24/7 caregiving. So it's a great opportunity. And then what we'll try to do in the future is work with some HR departments, because there's an enormous amount of unproductivity, you know, the productivity time is wasted because these folks are worried about mom. You know, they got to go home before lunch. They come back after lunch. They're worried. They haven't even eaten yet. Their productivity could increase with this opportunity for Naperville Senior Center Adult Day Services.
Yeah, see, that makes a lot of sense too, because I mean it's got to be tough, and we know, you know, that there's some, obviously there's a lot of benefit in the quality of life for the seniors. You know, I mean it's got to be something that, you know, makes them feel better because of the interaction with, you know, seniors, and they're not just sitting at home watching TV eating oatmeal all day or whatever it is that most, you know, they're doing. And maybe that's a, you know, something bad for me to say, because I don't know, you know, I've never had to deal with that situation. So, but you know, what does it do for the seniors and their, you know, their feelings and all the other, you know, emotions that they're going through at that time?
Well, it just, we believe, you know, it's going to improve and enrich the vital independent living that they deserve. You know, they're our parents. It enhances the dignity and their self-respect. And that, you know, mm-hmm. it, like we said before, it gives them the opportunities for socialization. And just that contact with another human can make you smile for a few days, not just that one day where you're enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the things that you're going to do as far as other activities? Like, I mean, do you have computers, or are you doing any of that kind of stuff? I mean, are you going to teach them new skills? What's going to happen?
Yeah, we're going to get a social media expert to come over and give them some Facebook training. We're going to have personal grooming. Right there, we'll have a little sink where some folks can get their hair shampooed and made up, because some of the folks that will be our members are stuck on the first floor because they can't go upstairs, and that's where the shower is. So we've installed a shower also as part of our, you know, ways to get people back their dignity. And it's a wonderful ADA-compliant bathroom that we're installing. I believe it is the nicest, cleanest, most beautiful ADA-compliant bathroom in all of DuPage County.
Wow.
Right?
Right.
So,
and
the
then,
personal,
yeah,
grooming,
so they,
is, it's exactly,
yeah, the
what we
is, and the grooming is huge. I mean, you know, that's you know, so talk a little bit more about that. I mean, what does that do, or how does that work?
Well, you know, they're proud people, our parents. And this, you know, they just, you know, like to be pampered, and give them a hair, you know, give them a shampoo, and make sure if, you know, if they need a shower, that service is provided, because that's so important. Sponge baths day after day, just, it's just not what any of us need. So we'll improve that. We'll have all kinds of, you know, opportunities like that. People will come in and with their expertise and help these, you know, our members learn new skills, you know, whether it's taking pictures, working on the computer, maybe designing, you know, houses with the boxes that we get from all the equipment we buy, you know, have them lay out a certain facility design that they can use and be creative with.
Sounds cool. Hey, Jan,
I know.
I noticed you finally were able to dial in. So do you have any questions for Mike?
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jan. I'm so sorry.
I was listening to you. It sounds really it sounds interesting. What brought all this about for you, Mike?
Told Brian it was, you know, it's a kind of a dream that my college sweetheart and I had way back in 1980. And,
oh, okay.
And we married our college degrees with this concept. And we're just a few weeks away from realizing it. It's just really cool. I like to use the, you know, that line from the movie Pretty Woman. What's your dream? Everybody's got a dream. And our dream is becoming reality right now. This is awesome.
Yeah, that's really, it's very interesting. So, is this part of a franchise that you've gotten, or is this something, you know, that you're doing on your own?
This is all Pam and Mike Cooper's idea.
Okay.
And
okay.
Yeah, hopefully someday we'll be able to franchise it, but we don't want to lose control of the original idea that we have.
Yeah. So how many people do you expect in the beginning will take, you know, partake of the services?
Well, we hope to start off with just 5 members in the first month and then grow it, and then grow it, you know, exponentially. Brian knows that I've probably got one of the most decent sales plans that can be designed. So we just got to follow the plan, make sure it happens, make sure the results occur, and, you know, it just increase members gradually. You know, don't and just follow the plan.
Yeah, so I was just thinking about you know, what age group are you going after? What demographic?
Well, it's you know, it's a senior crowd, so it'll probably be those folks 55 and older, and you know, if there's younger people that are adults that are frail that would benefit from our services, we're certainly not going to exclude them.
Mm-hmm.
So it just make sure that those folks that are, you know, are qualified find out about it and they have an opportunity to choose.
Yeah. Interesting. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And so the name of the facility again is?
Naperville Senior Center. And it's adult day services. So it's going to be nice. That's the category we're in.
Right. And so right now, what competition do you have in Naperville?
Well, there's competition all over. There's a place in Tinley Park called the Senior Club. I believe there's an ecumenical center in downtown Naperville, and there's a few other centers north over in Wheaton and Warrenville. And you know, we're all friendly competition. Make sure that you know, the goal of enhancing the dignity of the seniors is occurring everywhere.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? You know, because I don't know about you guys. You are forever young, you and Brian. Me, however, it's you know, when you get to be a certain age, you just kind of think about, gosh, you know, is this something I really, you know, the thought process has been put off forever, because as Americans we don't want to grow old, and so it's, you know, you have to start thinking. You thought about it for your parents, and now you have to start thinking about these kind of services for yourself, and that's kind of humbling, don't you think?
Oh yeah, well, you know, it's not a joke when you hear people say, "Be kind to your children; they're going to choose your nursing home."
Very true.
Oh, that's quite a thought.
Be careful. Huh? Yeah. And I know we've all heard it. You're ruining my life, Dad. Stop it.
But we're kind of getting down to the end here, guys. So, Mike, I wanted to give you an opportunity to, you know, to let people know how they can get a hold of you. So what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
The best way is to just go on the website or Facebook at NapervilleSeniorCenter.com and just hit the Contact Us button. You can send emails. You can send texts. You can even go to the Twitter site. There's all kinds of opportunities out there. If they need a phone number and you got a pencil, I'll say it twice, 630-857-3017. That's it, 630-857-3017.
Awesome. All right. Hey, Mike, thanks for joining us today, man. I really appreciate it. And
well, thank you for letting me participate. This is awesome and a great way to help us get the word out. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
All right, Jan, we got about 20 seconds here, so any final words?
Mea culpa, mea culpa.
Mm-hmm.
Mea culpa.
That's all good. Is that like Marco Polo? But it's all good.
Kind of. So,
right.
Yeah, we got enough snow, and good job, Brian. Thank you for saving the show.
Not a problem. It was a pleasure. So we will talk to you next week. Have a great week, Jan, and thank you, everybody, for joining us.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, that's today's BLT, Business, Life, Transitions. You can contact Brian at bbasilico@me.com and Jan at jan.highgainco@gmail.com. Join us again next week for some more great insight about your business, your life, and your transitions. Till next time, thanks for tuning in.